Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Yes, Monica. This is Kimberly.
Hi. Do you have the caregiver?
Yes, here she goes. She's right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Levette. Levette Ray.
How do you spell your name?
L-O-V-E-T-T-E.
Your last name?
W-R-E-H.
Okay, what is your phone number?
215-960-3351.
You said 215-960-35?
3351.
33. All right, and do you receive tax at that number?
Excuse me?
Do you receive tax at that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Levette, I'm going to go ahead and send you the onboarding requirements that you need to complete. It's going to include four links, which is the application, your I-9W-4 form. You need to also fill out your direct deposit form if you want us to set you up with that. And then you're going to have the link to the competency test, okay? That's an acknowledgement test, which you're going to have to read a lot of material and answer about 80 questions, okay? Just try to do the best that you can on that test. The most important thing is that you submit it, okay?
Okay.
Now, Levette, do you have your IDs handy with you right now?
My ID?
Yes, like your state ID or driver's license.
I can get it. It's upstairs.
Go ahead, take your phone.
All right.
Okay, I'm listening.
When you have some time, you can just send it over via text after I text you the onboarding requirements. And are you up to date with your TB test?
I'm up to date with my TB test and my physical. I just need to go pick it up from the clinic. But I just had one done 2 weeks ago.
Perfect. Did you get blood work done or was it the skin test?
I think it was the skin test, and they gave me a needle.
And you had to go back 2 days later to get the results read?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. So just send me the results when you get them. And have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes, yes.
All right, perfect. So one of the requirements is going to be a 2-year residency proof. What you're going to need to submit is either an old expired ID, if you keep those. If not, you can also get like a bank statement, a W-2 form, or an old pay stub. Remember that the document has to be from 2023 or older. I have to see your name on it and a Pennsylvania address.
Okay, I think my ID has, okay.
Okay, perfect. So just send that over when you have some time. And, again, I'm going to text you over the requirements right now shortly. And when you have your IDs, don't forget to send them over to me, okay?
Okay, I will.
Now, one more thing before I let you go, Levette. What is your date of birth?
It's 6/8/87.
Okay. Now, I do need to submit a background check report on you. It's done for all of the aides that we're onboarding for clients. I also need your social. Are you comfortable with providing me with your social over the phone?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What is it?
It's 168.
Okay.
80.
Okay.
3449.
All right, so your date of birth is 6/8/1987, and your social is 168-803449?
Mm-hmm. Yes, dear.
All right, perfect. And just to confirm, your number is 215-960-3351, correct?
Yes, dear.
All right, I'm going to send you over the requirements right now. If you have any questions on any of the requirements, you can give me a call back or text me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Levette. Have a good one.
All right, hon. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Can you please hold on for me? I don't want to, I'm not sure. I don't want to give you, I just changed my number, so I just wanted to be sure.
Okay, sure. So you want to double check?
Yes. It's the right one, 5531. I just wanted to check.
Wait, you said, what was the last four?
960-5531.
Okay, 5531. So 960-5531.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll text you at that number, okay?
All right, dear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.